The escalation was, in fact, building up over the last few weeks, if not few months. It was triggered by the political process in which both the Sudan Armed Forces, the National Army, and the Rapid Support Forces, which is a de facto parallel Sudanese army, were engaged in discussions with the pro-democracy opposition groups and reached a framework agreement for handing power as a military establishment of the two and other security agencies, hand back power to civilians and to allow the transformation of Sudan and the restoration of democratic transition in the country. As part of that process, the question of security sector reform was the key to agree upon between affairs within the military establishment itself and between the Sudanese civilian political opposition and the military establishment. And in that context, Sudan Armed Forces insisted on two issues. The timeline for the integration of the Rapid Support Forces in the regular army, which is agreed upon in principle, should be shorter rather than longer. Second, when that integration occurs, the Rapid Support Forces should come under the direct command of the General Commander of the Army. And this is what led to duels of basically hostile statements from the top commanders of Sudan Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces, which is now translating into mobilization of their troops, whether in Khartoum or in northern Sudan in the town of Merowe. This is adding tremendously to the tensions, and people are indeed very worried about what could come next.
Yes, and what is the importance of Merowe, and how has it come to be the flashpoint, like the hotspot to escalate this tension?
Merowe has the second largest airport in Sudan, which is not very active as a civilian airport because the area is scarcely populated, but is very active as a secondary air base for Sudan Air Forces. Merowe is also where the Egyptian army, the Egyptian Air Force, has deployed several units of its combat aircraft under the pretext of joint trainings with the Sudan Air Force. But there are credible reports that the actual air control over Merowe Airport is in the hands of the Egyptian army. And I believe one part of the deployment of Rapid Support Forces to Merowe, you know, this was MIT or the commander of the Rapid Support Forces way to say that as an independent autonomous force under its own law adopted under Omar al-Bashir, the Rapid Support Forces had the mandate of deploying to different parts of the country. Second, I think politically it was meant to increase the RSF bargaining power in the growing dispute with the army over the overall command of the integrated forces. Third, I believe discreetly the Rapid Support Forces commanders wanted to draw attention of the public opinion in Sudan and internationally to the fact that the Egyptian army is in control of Merowe Airport. And that is something that didn't come much to attention of the international coverage so far.
And I understand there is a mediation effort that was started today. It involves the Saudis and also some Sudanese actors. How do you see this situation playing out?
Mediation efforts actually began much earlier as this problem became clear within the discussion of the security sector reform process and timeline. We had multiple local initiatives of mediation by the political actors, but also by regional and international actors in Khartoum in the form of the quartet and the tripartite mechanism, United Nations, African Union, and the IGAD, the Regional Development Organization. IGAD and the quartet, or the Quad, as the combination of U.S., United Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates, has come to be known. All these mediation channels have been active to reduce the tensions. But since these tensions bubbled to the surface and became physical, risking a direct clash between the two armies, I believe the mediations are now very active from all those international and local mediators.